Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, our day of me pulling all of these tips out of my bag. Now, I have lots of tips all day, so if you missed the first segment, I told everyone to grab a pencil and paper because I'm giving all these great tips and you'll probably want to make a note of them. But you know, as always, if you do miss one of the segments or the whole show, you can always check out our archive shows on the website, travelbagswithanita.com. But just go and check out the website because a lot of times I have pictures and things that apply to what I am talking about on the show. So check out travelbagswithanita.com, as well as our Facebook page, which is Travel Bags with Anita, Instagram, Twitter. We're all over the place. So definitely check us out. Now, this segment, I want to talk about something that I really find very helpful when it comes to not only planning travel, but also once you're out there on the road. And those are travel apps, because there are so many, 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 many travel apps. And I'm sure you probably have already a couple that are your favorites and that really make traveling for you easy to keep everything organized and easy to, you know, keep up with flight changes or, you know, any changes to your itinerary. But there are always these new apps coming out, and I found a couple of new apps that I'd love to share with you. And starting with one that helps you keep track of who owes what and helps you not create all those major headaches when you're traveling with someone and you're splitting the costs. So many of us travel that way. And that app is called Splitwise. Now, it's just as the name says, because what it does is it helps you by you creating the trip that you're going to go on. You can invite the friends that are going to go on the trip with you, and they can also connect to this app with phone contacts and things like that. Then as you go along, all you have to do is add the bills that need to be split among you. You can add pictures or receipts for your record. You can export the trip totals as a spreadsheet. You can include currency changes. All of those things can be added into it, because Splitwise is the best way to share bills and any IOUs and make sure that everyone gets paid back and no one's left kind of feeling as though, oh, well, I didn't get, you know, paid back for lunch, or, you know, that dinner that we had, you know, I didn't get paid back for that, or I ended up paying more than I thought I should. So everything's right there for everyone to see exactly what was paid, exactly what is owed. And there are no questions, no headaches, as I mentioned, and certainly no arguments, hopefully. We don't want to have those. The other thing I like about this Splitwise as well is that it also can help you keep track of things once you get back home. So like your apartment bills, any kind of random IOUs and things like that that you need to keep up with. Everyone can log in. They can see the balances. So if you have roommates or if you have things that are going on at home as well, you can certainly use Splitwise for that too. Now, what I also like about Splitwise is that you can settle up instantly using PayPal. So it allows you to do that too. So there's no waiting until later to get paid back, or I don't have my checkbook with me, I don't have enough cash. All of those excuses that you may have heard before. I know I've heard some of those. There's no need for that. You can just go right to PayPal and get everything paid. So I love that one. So put that one down, check it out. You can find it on, of course, Apple, you know, does that, has that one there. So you can also find it on Google. So either one of those, you can go and load it onto your phone, onto your iPad as well. Now, here's another one that I have for you too. I just got back from Alaska, and the question of the day, every day, was where are we going to hike? Where can I see wildlife? What are we going to do? I love to see the nature paths, because places like Alaska, I mean, that's all about outdoors. So you definitely want to know where all those things are. So the idea of a great vacation in a lot of these places is all about the great outdoors. And here's an app for that. It's called Yonder. Now, it puts social networking really kind of on the span of travel, which is what I like about it. Because if you are an outdoorsy person and you want to know really what someone else has done, well, where was that hiking trail? What was it like? You know, were there any trees down off the storm? How muddy was it? Was there any problems with the hiking trail? All of those things are put in by other social networkers who are doing those hikes at the same time. So it's a great way for you to see what's trending in terms of destinations, photos and recommendations from locals as well as other tourists like yourself. And then, of course, you can also upload your experience as well. So check out Yonder. I really like that one. And maybe you can use it for someplace else other than Alaska, too. Now, another one that I have for you is one that is called Head Out. Now, it is a great app for getting discounts. And who doesn't like a discount? Now, this app is great because it tells you what's going on, the trending things to do, but it also tells you what discount you can get. And who doesn't want that? So it's great for the same day events. It's great for last minute discounts. It's great for helping you find out what's going on in the city in case you're not really sure what's going on and you want to know what activities, what events are taking place. It's great for that as well. So everything from helicopter rides to kayaking to the latest events and more. And you can make reservations right there on the app as well. That's right there at your fingertips. There's also a concierge there too to help. And the added plus is that if you invite some of your friends to join, you can also earn credits when they book their first reservation in the app. So it's great for that too. So as with all the other apps, go to the Apple Store or to Google Play and you can pick up those apps right there. I want to share with you again a couple of apps that I've told you about before. And one of them is an app called Bring Fido. Now, that's one of my favorite apps because everybody probably knows by now because I talk about my dog so much and I'm always talking about traveling with pets. And usually the pet is a dog, so I'm definitely this dog person. So Bring Fido is this great app that tells you where the pet-friendly hotels are. And this is so, so important because when you're traveling with your dog, you don't want to show up thinking as though, well, maybe this particular hotel is puppy and dog friendly. You really want to know that ahead of time. You want to know what the requirements are, what the limitations may be at that particular property. So you definitely want to check that out. And Bring Fido gives you all of that information. Something else that they do, too, is they tell you all about the outdoor restaurants or restaurants that allow you to bring pets. And that's really important, too, because when you're traveling, you got to stop and eat, and you also want to bring Fido with you there as well. So check out this app for restaurants as well as parks, dog events, and other resources too. Maybe your dog gets sick while you're on the road, so you need to know where the closest vets are. Or you might need to pick up more dog toys and dog treats, all of those things. So Bring Fido gives you all of that information as well. So that's another great one to check out. And you can find that on Apple as well. Now, there are so many apps out there that are great for travel. And if you have some, why don't you share them with us? Shoot me an email or post it on our Facebook page, which is Travel Bags with Anita. And let us know what apps are really working great for you. And I'll share them on the show as well. So everyone can use those apps. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island. There's no app for that, but I can tell you this, that if you give them a call at 912-223-6515, they'll be happy to answer all of your questions that maybe normally an app would answer. And you can also check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some more tips that I have in my bag of tips. And the next thing I want to talk about is if you are traveling and maybe you have limited mobility, what can we help with that? So stay put. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You're on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Somebody